In order to ensure the successful building of his kingdom, Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to empower the members of his church for kingdom service. We don't all have the same gifts and calling, but every one of us has a special appointment from the Spirit. So, how can we identify and employ the Holy Spirit's power in our lives?
The New Testament particularly emphasizes that the Holy Spirit strengthens us in our everyday lives to please Jesus Christ and God the Father. In other words, where does the strength come from day by day to put our trust in God and to obey Him? What the scriptures teach is that that strength does not come from ourselves. We must be filled with the Spirit. We must call upon the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. I think this is enormously practical because we sense as believers that in and of ourselves, we have no strength. In and of ourselves, we cannot please God. We face each day recognizing I have no strength from the day before. I need a fresh empowering from the Spirit of God. I need a fresh endowment from on high. And the scriptures teach us we receive that from the Holy Spirit. He gifts us, He sanctifies us, He strengthens us, He helps us put our trust in Christ every day.
God's power is really not something that comes along to sort of, you know, help me out. It's not like God saying, you know, you do 80% and I'll cover the last 20%. God's power really is the means of our accomplishment. The prophet Zechariah said, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And I think the more we're able to do as human beings, and we really are able to do a lot, it's amazing, the harder it is to believe that. Jesus said in John 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. And you step back from that and you think about putting a man on the moon or maybe, you know, eradicating malaria in our lifetime or something that Bill Gates and others are working hard to try to do. It seems like there's just a lot of things that human beings can do. But Jesus talks about power not just in the sense of being able to do something, but in the sense of John saying all things were made by Him and without Him was not anything made that was made. I think that's what Jesus means in John 15. He doesn't mean, you know, that without Jesus you can't lift a chair from one room to another. But what Jesus means in John 15 is that even the ability to do the most routine things is something that was given to us in our very act of creation. It may be a natural talent, may be a natural ability, or it may be a spiritual gift. But there's nothing that we do that's independent of the one who created us to be able to do those kinds of things. Jesus is talking about it in a different way in Acts when he says in 1:8, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. That's another kind of power, power to witness. And so the practical ways, I think, in which that works itself out, as I often tell people, is that we go back to Jesus' three words, ask, seek, and knock. We ask for power. And by that I mean saying, Lord, where do you want me to use the power that you've given me? I don't want to be 3 miles wide and a half an inch deep. I want my life to be invested in something, and you know, I want it to count for something. So we ask, where do you want me to invest my life? You know, that's just a legitimate question. Most of us have talents and capacities and IQs. We could be more than one thing. But sooner or later, we have to ask God, where do you want to use me? And once we get some sense of that, then our power gets distributed through that kind of ministry. Seeking, I think, is the way in which we come to realize that there are nuances of power. You know, an orchestra is made up of many different instruments. Even if you ask, where do you want to use me? And God says, I want to use you in the orchestra. Then you've got to seek for that particular place. Am I going to be a cello? Am I going to be a violin? Am I going to be an oboe? You begin, you know, once you get your territory sort of mapped out, then you get to explore that. You get to seek it out. And some of that comes through trial and error. Some of that comes through experimentation until you begin to sense that fit for your life. And so your power begins to flow through a particular manifestation. Then I think when Jesus is talking about knocking, he's actually talking about expressing. You're right there at the door. The door opens, and so you begin to use the power that God has given you in the way that you believe that God wants you to use it. And in the knocking, you get to discover whether that power is being used in the most fulfilling and productive ways that it could be. But God's power is really the source, the system, and the supply for everything that we want to do as followers of Jesus.
The Holy Spirit determines to whom He will give spiritual gifts, and we are dependent upon Him and those gifts to function as His instruments in this world. We need to rely on Him to do just that. There are miraculous demonstrations of His power that God's people recognize, but we depend most of all on the fruit of the Spirit in our lives of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control as the definitive recognition of God's work in our lives.